to episode 5 of Banana Chat. I am Mark Square, and as always, I am joined by Nuclear Pants.
Hello.
And Stilty.
What it is, bananas?
Hey, along with along with special guest Death Pony.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Death Pony is a streamer on our Banana Guard TV channel on Twitch. You can find that at Banana Guard TV, imagine that. And he's a raid Sherpa for the Banana Guard and the Banana Guardians. He's always helping folks out. And he's an all-around nice guy. So good to have you on the show today, Pony.
Appreciate being on here.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so what was your gamer history leading up to Destiny, before Destiny took over?
I mean, you name it, and I've probably played it. The first game I ever played was The Legend of Zelda. Nope, I take that back. When I was about 3 years old, I played Frogger and Qbert and Pitfall on the Atari.
Going all the way back.
All the way up through, I had mostly Nintendo consoles, you know, the good stuff, Mario 64, Mario Kart.
Nice.
All of them. Yep. It's been a lot. Up through Xbox, Halo, all the Halos. And, Minecraft and Destiny, really.
Nice.
That's been it.
So you were a Bungie guy, and that's what led you to, I'm going to check out what they're doing next after Halo, kind of a thing.
You know, really, I didn't. One of my buddies had to talk me into getting Destiny. Like, I played the beta, and I was like, man, I don't know about this. I don't know about it.
Yeah.
And then I ended up getting it, and I was like, okay, well, all right, I can see why this is cool, because I was really into Borderlands.
Me too.
And then I saw some of the aspects in Destiny that pertain to Borderlands. I was like, okay, I can get behind this.
Yep. Most Banana, you guys have all played with him. He and I were playing Borderlands, and then I told him about Destiny, and he tried the beta, same deal. He just wasn't into it. He was like, I could take it or leave it. But then he probably is even more hooked than I am at this point, so I got him started. First one's free.
Nuclear was the same way, though.
He didn't dig it at first?
He came over to watch me play the beta hard, and he was like, eh. Whatever.
It's true. I admit to that.
You were too
busy. I was like, whatever. It is what it is.
Were you still shielding and throwing knife people over on COD? Too busy doing that?
Yeah. Well, no. I was actually between games when he was... I got an Xbox One. I played Titanfall because he showed me Titanfall and I was all about it.
I like that too.
Because I hadn't played a multiplayer game in a while. And that looked sick when it first came out on Xbox One and everything. So I picked up an Xbox One, and you know, I played the Nuclear Pants right off of Titanfall, and I actually NHL 15 and Destiny came out, and I was like, well, I'm just gonna be a casual gamer anyway, so I played NHL 15, and they only released like 1% of the game at the beginning for NHL 15, so I said, screw this, got my full money back, and I just traded straight up for Destiny. I said, I'll give it a chance, and 2,000 hours later, here I am.
Hooked. Totally hooked. That's kind of... I think a lot of people have a similar story. Like, didn't expect to like it. I absolutely, right off the bat, loved the beta. Like, it was everything I liked... Well, not everything I liked about Borderlands, but a lot of the things I liked about it. And then none of the things I didn't like. It was just a lot smoother and more polished version, I felt. Borderlands. Of course, at that time, I didn't know the full story. But let's get back on the pony here. Get back on the pony. let's talk about your Destiny style now. How do you prefer to play the game?
It's definitely changed since the Taken King came out. Pre Taken King, I was a big Crucible player. That was really all I did. I actually had not beaten the Vault of Glass until July of this year.
Wow. That's amazing.
I hadn't done anything. Yeah, I hadn't done any raids, nothing.
So when Trials came out, that was epic for you.
When Trials came out. See, I took a break there for a while. I didn't play the Dark Below. I didn't play the House of Wolves.
Mm-hmm.
And then I picked it up again one day, and I was like, there's all these things.
Mm-hmm.
There's
mm-hmm.
all these things. I think what it was there was a special on the Xbox Marketplace. Mm-hmm. They were on sale. I was like, I'll buy them and play them. And then that was it. I got rehooked.
Nice.
And the loadout that I had was still, it was back in June, mm-hmm. May or June of this year. And my loadout was still a Grim Citizen 3 and some fusion rifle. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in the Crucible. I'm going to start dominating people like I used to.
With my fusion rifle.
Why isn't my auto rifle working? Why isn't my fusion rifle working?
Yeah, meta rug pulled out.
Yeah, I was like, why am I getting owned by all these shotguns? Shotguns are terrible.
Wow. So what was the immediate change in your loadout then? How did you just switch to the basic meta, or did you try some other things in the meantime?
I had switched to actually the Stranger's rifle.
Mm-hmm.
I switched right to that, and I was like, okay, we can do this. We can do this with the Stranger's rifle.
Nice.
And then I didn't even use a special weapon for a long time. For a long time, I was like, my sniping game was off. Fusion rifles weren't doing it. I didn't have a good shotgun to compete, and I stuck with my machine gun, my Deviant Gravity.
Nice.
That's an old one too. Yep. I still have it. Kept all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just kept with those, and then kept getting different things. Did some Prison of Elders, and then got ready for the Taken King. I ran so many raids to get ready. Also, the only exotic that I had whenever I started back in June was Thorn.
Oh, wow.
That was it.
That is so bizarre. That's the one, right?
Yeah, the one you need for PvP. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. And then after it was a couple weeks of using the Stranger's rifle, and I got owned by Thorn a lot, and I was like, huh, see, I knew this would be good someday.
Yeah, because it was terrible when you left, wasn't it? But you're like, I worked for this thing, and then now it's terrible. Because when it first released, the magazine was small, and it was just not that good.
When it first came out, I was like, God, this thing is going to be awesome. And it wasn't.
It was not an auto rifle.
You have so much potential. You have so much potential, Thorn.
Yeah.
And then
you came back.
Then it got better, and I was like, "Yeah."
All grown up.
And then Trials came out. And I was excited for that. The only problem was I was still a level 28.
Oh wow, that's right. Yeah, and it actually mattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So then you started raiding
I grinded all the way.
Okay. So you raided simply to get higher armor. That was it.
Yeah. And what I did first was a lot of Prison of Elders to get all of Varix's goodies.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, interesting. It's a total reversal. Ordinarily, I will play PvP if I have to get loot to use in PvE. Whereas back then you were doing it for the opposite reason, so that's kind of interesting.
Yep,
I like it.
Yeah. Well, now that's about all I do is PvE, helping everybody out.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. You're very, very helpful on that. Very patient with people learning the mechanics of the King's Fall raid, which are intimidating at first. I really, the amount of intimidation felt at the beginning, and I think some people are still feeling that, but as far as the Banana Guard and the Banana Guardians are going, I know thanks to you and Guru, and really everybody has kind of gotten together and banded together and helped out Guardians who haven't made it, and everyone's starting to feel a little more comfortable, which is great. Just in time for a hard raid, so we'll talk about that in just a little bit. But first of all, let's talk about our highs and lows of the week. So how about, Pony, you start us out on that. What were your highs and lows for Destiny this week?
The highs, I mean, it was probably the Nightfall, but I think that's a topic that we're going to get to.
Yeah, yeah. No, we can go ahead and talk about it now a little bit. The rewards got buffed. So what did you what did you experience in the reward buff area?
I mean the people that I played with, they got I got a 303 Apple of Discord, a 310 Truth. Nice. And I think that was it for me. A lot of other exotics dropped for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And which isn't something that we've seen since the Taken King came out.
No,
it was more of a I got a 290
Paragloves
legendary. Thanks.
yeah, that was really thanks. Difficult. And then,
I actually helped a guy. I didn't know this until today. Actually, I helped a guy. Just a rando. He just randomly asked me to help him, and he's a 4 month noob.
Oh wow!
He's only been playing it for 4 months. Yeah,
nice.
Just it's a lot of teaching going on this morning. Yeah, he is a bit. He's a kindergartian.
Kindergartian. Yep,
but both of his reward drops. One of them was 10-3 of coins, and the other one was 11-3 of coins.
Wow, man,
get your exotics.
Did
in
not.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, did not know that 3 of coins dropped for Nightfall.
It did before too, but I think they only gave 5, and then they buffed that up. In fact, this week I got 20 strange coins as one of my rewards, which I'm busted on coins, so that was great for me. But yeah, so all right, well, that was your high. What about your low this week? You can tell us.
I can tell you the lows. I don't know. This past week, Iron Banner really. I hated the meta in the Iron Banner. I went in there with my Hunter, and I just it wasn't working. It was not working.
So is it just too new, or
forced me to?
No.
Well,
no established
it forced
weapons.
Me to use my Hammer Titan. The weapons were fine. I love the weapon spread. There was a plethora of weapons. It wasn't just one thing being used. It was a bunch of things.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked the way the multitude of guns was being used. Like, you know, you saw Tlaloc's, you saw Red Death, you saw Hawk Moon, just all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
But the main super to beat was the Hammer Titan.
Yeah.
And it forced me to use my Hammer Titan because they're just unless you have two or three people shooting at them, you're not gonna win.
Right. Yeah. I experienced that as well.
A Nova Bomb or even tried using Golden Gun to try to get him first, but one Golden Gun shot does not kill a fully healthed Hammer Titan.
Yep. Beast. I think they'll fix that eventually.
So that was probably
too many people complaining about it. What about your rewards? Did you notice any extra drops coming out? I got 0 drops. I got to 4.75 rank and never got a single Iron Banner drop. So did you experience any when you were playing?
Yeah. And they didn't really start till after rank 5. I did get the Nerwin's Mercy that Saladin was selling. I had gotten several legendary Ingrams, and I got the ship from the Iron Banner.
Nice. That's good. That's a silver lining anyway.
Yeah, as far as other drops, like from other people, it wasn't a whole lot. Not like it was before, where almost every game you saw a Revelator drop, or you saw an Ephrodite spear drop.
Yeah. So it just
wasn't.
The claim was that was going to be the prime way to get it, and it's almost like less is dropping rather than more. Used to be, yeah, you're right. You're always seeing legendaries drop before, but not so much. Maybe they'll fix that as well. I'm sure they will. What about you, Nuclear? What was your high and low of the week?
Well, my high is very simple. The Nightfalls this week were the flares, and my rewards were crap, but I did get a cloak.
Oh, nice. Ponytails.
Just wanted a flares cloak, and I finally got one.
Congrats.
That is the high. My low, try to keep it quick. My low is a repeat.
No
from
boots?
The last, from the last, yeah. Mm. 5 weeks, no boots.
Man.
No boots for any character. All three characters can't get boots.
Wow. That's incredible. Your name so has pants in it, and you can't get boots. It's ridiculous.
I know. It's ridiculous, yeah. I can't even... I got the highest boots I have are 297. I can't get to 309 because of these boots.
Wow. Wow, 297. So, that is rough.
Yeah.
Because there's no exotic boots to help
so
bolster
bring it on,
the,
Hard Raid.
The plan either, you know? You can't,
not yet.
You can't get
yeah,
any...
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah, I hear that there's some of those coming, so that's good news. All right, so what about you, Stilty? What were your highs and lows?
I'll start with my low for the week. And that was goes back to last week in that I didn't do the Paradox mission.
Mm.
So I log in, I do my Reddit thing in the morning, and I see, oh, sweet, a new gun. You know, Brogo's the first one, posting a picture of it, seeing the stats. It looks sick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, man, I can't wait to do this. So I was like, well, I haven't done the Paradox mission yet, so I'll do it today because, hey, it's a daily. Jump
yeah.
on, find my ghosts, nothing.
Yeah. Nah. It's time gated.
So it looks to be about a hard week set, reset.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. I mean, it's my own fault for not doing it sooner, but
well,
had I, you know, had I done it, it may not have came this week. Who knows?
Silver lining, though, Pony did the same thing. He found everything. So next week you'll have a running partner there. You guys can.
Well, and
I'd love to help
Crispy
you.
Has to do it again. So
we'll
have all kinds. And
yeah.
It's another way through the vault, so that's always good because I miss the old vault.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah, we've been running it quite a bit. I'd love to run the vault with you guys again. It's a blast. All right, so what about your high?
My high was last night I finally got most of a raid in. We had
nice.
A good little crew of guys, and I ended up getting, not to rub this into Nuclear's face, but I did get some boots.
Boots.
nothing... I already had a pair of 300 boots, and I just got a pair of 302. But I did get the, you know, I did get the Oryx boots, and I also got a 310 Thunderlord to draw from the exotic chest.
Oh, nice!
So my RNG wasn't complete crap last night, so that's a
fantastic.
That's what I like to see.
Yeah, excellent. You know, I've only gotten boots to drop once, and I run double Hunter every week, so it is, you know, kind of a rare drop, I guess. And without the exotic Engrams to, or, you know, exotic boots dropping at 310 and the ability to infuse, it's kind of a struggle for sure. A lot of people, I think, are suffering
yep.
from that. It's your only avenue to highlight boots is the raid. And if they just won't drop, you're kind of... Good thing you got skills, though, Pants, to overcome the lack of light level. So the game knows I need all the help I can get. So I'm a solid 309 right now.
I do have pants, so with pants come skill. I know you can't see them.
They're Nuclear pants. Nice.
Always fresh, always new.
Yuck, yuck. The Emperor's new pants. Anyway, let's go on to our next section, the banana mod of the week. Wait, I forgot to do my highs and lows, didn't I? Usually I... Okay, so here we go. Highs.
Quickly, Mark. Come on.
All right, so fun run of the week. you know, I do nothing quickly. Ba-dum, ba-dum.
I know.
fun run is every Monday. The Banana Guard does a fun run. So I don't know if everybody knows about this, but what we do is we come up with a strange challenge, and we all try to do it, whether we get together and all do it together or every, you know, we got separate groups running it. Everyone's trying to do the same challenge. So we stream it every Monday on Twitch. I think we're going to start streaming it on the Banana Guard TV channel as well as the, you know, the Mark Square channel, like for mine. So what we did this Monday was swords and sidearms only in the Vault of Glass. And, of course, we use supers and grenades as well. And we had a really good time doing it. We had this rule in the fun run. If you try three times on a section and you fail every time, you just go ahead and use your regular weapons and you get through to the next section and you start the, you know, you start doing the motto, you know, again. So we'd switch back to swords and sidearms. We get down there, Utmost Banana and I, and James, we got three guys from over on the Banana Guardians clan, and we're running the fun run and streaming it and having a good time. We get down to the sink plates and we get the admission from all three Banana Guardians, hey, we've never completed the Vault of Glass. This is awesome. So that was my high this week. It was amazing. Like, not only was it their first run through, but they were doing like heavy banana mods, like very, very difficult banana mods. And we made it all the way to Atheon without getting three strikes on any section. It was incredible. They did so good. It was to the point, I mean, like, didn't know where the Oracles were going to pop up, you know, on Confluxes or at you know, at Atheon. Just, I mean, like, just didn't know what was going on in there. Just and really had a great time. Ben is very good. Utmost Banana is very good at Vault and was able to quickly explain, and they soaked it in and nailed it. I mean, it wasn't a skill thing. It was a matter of not having got enough people together to do it. So it was a really, really fun time. They were learning the raid using swords and sidearms only. It was one of the funnest things I've done in a long time in Destiny, seeing people do that, like get that first experience on top of that using just random weird weapons like that. It was such a blast. So that was my high.
That's impressive.
Oh, it was a blast. And then later on that night...
I don't think I could do it.
You could. I think you could. The only reason that we got three strikes on Atheon was really, it was literally like you get teleported and you've never been there, and suddenly... I mean, you don't know where the oracles are going to spawn. I mean, they're like right over your head. You know that troll one? That's like, if you're standing at the top of the stairs, it appears over your head. You don't know it's there. You know, like, you know, just so it was, that's the reason we got three strikes, is just honestly not because they couldn't use the weapons and didn't have the gun skill. It's just lack of knowledge about the fight, you know, got us the three strikes. I'm pretty sure with four or five, we could have made it, but we went ahead and just used regular weapons and got through it to keep the fun in the fun run, you know, so... That was my high. That was really an amazing time. Shout out to Night Owl and Valkyrie and Niels over on Banana Guardians. We all had a really great time. So my low this week was probably, this is kind of a comical one, I was helping some Banana Guardians on the Sisters section of the raid. So I get torn and I'm jumping, you know, and Guru's been making me go through my paces to know how to do that. We're thinking on Oryx it'll be random who gets... has to climb, so he's like, nope, do it again. And so I'm getting decent at it. I can go up there, no problem, never stop sprinting. So I do it, I get up there, and then I jump down to slam dunk, you know, right on top of the bubble or whatever, and I miss and I fall down, and then I'm in the middle and I'm like trying to jump up. It's just like so awkward, and then I died, and it was embarrassing. So that was my low of the week. So no big deal. I'll just climb up the side. Nope. I just kept hitting the edge and bouncing back off. It's like one of those things where when things start going wrong, your hands start sweating and it's just like, ah. But anyway, that's it. That's my low of the week. So, true confessions. It feels so good.
We've all been there, though.
Yeah, yeah. I took a group shot of us while I was torn as well, so I'll post that up on the chat. It's pretty fun.
I saw that actually.
Oh, I already did it.
I kind of felt left out because I'm never in these awesome group photos that everybody's using on their Facebook backgrounds, and I'm just over here.
We need
flying my ship by myself. We
yeah, lonely party of one. We'll have to start playing more at night. We'll get you in there. All right. So the banana mod of the week.
I've been trying to convince my girlfriend to take more night shifts. Just for stuff's sake.
Get on out of here. Get a hobby, girlfriend. Get a hobby.
Tell her you need more money. Get another job.
Yeah. Start a real heavy gambling addiction so that she'll have to get one, or your kneecaps will be broken.
Probably. Plot twist. Yeah. We get her an Xbox One.
Oh.
She wouldn't know what to do with it.
And she could be nuclear dress.
What? Nuclear skirt.
Only not, because now it seems like I'm trying to,
A clear dress.
A clear dress. Scratch that. Didn't happen.
It's going to get awkward up there in Canada.
PG.
Let's go on to our banana mod of the week. So this week, I'm going to give a little fun run info up front now. The banana mod will be in the fun run. So the fun run this week is going to be Prison of Elders on 28, just the easiest one, with Kill Race and Go Green. So Kill Race is you just try to get the most kills in your three-man fire team, and you know the screens will show you who's getting the most kills, and you just race throughout the entire entire Prison of Elders. So I've done this with Nuclear one time, and he said use anything and I'll use Dreg's Promise, and he still won. So I don't want to play against Nuclear because I will not make it very high in the tournament. But Go Green is an extra twist. What's that?
Yeah, I have an Iron Wreath now, so look out.
Oh, watch out with that sidearm. It's a decent. It's probably better mm-hmm. than the. I like the new sidearms. They're really fun. It's a lot of fun to use. All right, so the other one, Go Green, is a banana mod that we've just come up with, and basically you can only use green or white weapons. So you go to the tower, you buy them, you save your gunsmith test weapons. Those will work. So you can buy green weapons from the Vanguard Quartermaster and from the gunsmith. So you can kind of pick your loadout right before you start. So I think it's going to be really fun. And if we get multiple teams going through, just take a screenshot when you're done. And the three guardians with the highest number of kills will then go into a sudden death tournament, Prison of Elders tournament. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun. Kill race. Prison of Elders with
this will be
guns.
Like the one time I don't want to be with Brogo yeah. or Sling or Nuclear.
That's right. Or Guru. You don't want
it's
the carry.
It's going to be me, Roland, Mark Square, and
or Josh, you know, Roland.
It.
Yeah. yeah, me, Stilty, and Crispy can get in there and have an even chance. Oh, man. All right, so let's move on to our
you
news.
You give us too much credit. We're not that good.
We're just that bad. That's what it is. actually, I learned a few things from watching from doing the kill race with a few different people to see. One thing is, Nuclear, I noticed, he'll shoot. If there's, like, okay, a wizard out, and there's four thrall and two dregs, he will kill all the thralls, the dregs, and then he'll just kind of like get behind cover from the wizard. Whereas if I see a wizard, I'm like, oh, threat assessment, I'm going to kill that wizard. I'm wrong. As it turns out, I'm wrong. Not just in a kill race, but I'm wrong on a basic level. I survive so much better now that I've switched to the method of killing all the small things quickly and then working on the larger threat.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So I was doing it backwards. How do you handle it, Pony? Do you do what's your strat on, not if you're in a kill race, but if just in general?
Even if it's Prison Velders, I always take out the small guys first. Take out the dregs, take out the thralls, then work your way up to like acolytes, then wizards.
I've been doing it backwards for a long time.
New strategy.
Yeah.
Because there's so many that come out first, I mean, and they're so easy to kill. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. They do almost as much damage, but they're easier to kill. So take them out first, and then work on everything else.
See, it makes so much
sense. It's easier to avoid one enemy than the 20 that are shooting at you.
Now that you put it that way, I feel silly for doing it the other way the whole time. That makes so much sense. All right, pro tips.
And it comes back to life, really.
Kill the little
tackle
ones
your
first.
Small problems that you can manage at once before trying to go after something big. You know, Destiny's always coming back to
art imitates life,
relating to your real life.
You know? Making it your real life.
Is
philosophy
real life.
A la Destiny.
I agree. All right, time for the news. So the news this week, of course, we talked about Nightfall rewards being buffed. That's awesome. But let's talk about the hard raid. It's coming up. That will be Friday, October the 23rd at 10 a.m. Pacific time, which is it's 1 p.m. over here at New York time, and I think 2 p.m. where you guys are in Canada. So anyway, we'll So. I think we're all excited about that. We've got a team picked out that is we're going to try to take it on. I don't know that we're thinking worlds first, but we're definitely hoping to finish, you know, sometime in the Friday neighborhood, and we'll be streaming that on Banana Guard TV. So I was wanting to talk to you guys, though, about possible changes. So we know that the hard raid was, in fact, designed first rather than the other way around, and then simplified for the normal mode. So what do you guys think might be some changes, starting, let's say, at Golgoroth?
There might be changes before that.
I think there will be, but I'm guessing that, well, let's just start at the beginning. I'm guessing harder adds on the door opening, harder adds on War Priest, Do you think there'll be extra mechanics at War Priest?
What about the jumping puzzle?
Yeah, see, I think what I can picture is some snipers all throughout the jumping puzzles.
Oh.
So you're trying to take out adds while jumping, while timing your jumps.
I would love that.
That's how
honest.
Because there's a lot of ledges and a lot of places people could be spawning. And
yep.
Or out in space like they do on the at the end.
Just a platform.
Exactly.
Just outside the platforms. Yeah, just,
it seems like if there was something easy for them to take out, it would be to take out enemies in a certain location and say, okay, just give them the jumping puzzle first, teach them the mechanic, and then say, okay, wait, take all these enemies.
I totally agree with
and
you.
And every ship an ogre's going to spawn.
Oh, that's going to make that jumping puzzle so much fun.
Yeah, or if there was a relic somebody had to hold in order to jump. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, so like if they die, they're holding the relic and they die, then you don't make it.
Yeah.
You know, the very beginning, the very beginning of the ship jumping puzzle, you jump on the ship. Have you noticed that almost every jump can you almost don't even have to jump, you can fall. If you wait for the ship that you're on to disappear, you'll drop if you're in the right spot onto the next ship, all until you get to that first platform where your checkpoint's at. So it's totally feasible that you could have a relic that you have to carry from the beginning to the middle, at least. That would be really cool.
Even since the Taken King is, there's a lot of relics around, like on the Dreadnought, and there's things you got to do in certain missions. You got to carry a relic to a certain place and place it here and stuff like that. And we even had that secret room where they had that relic and you can, you know, play, you know, Guardian basketball. But it doesn't seem, you know, implausible to me that they would throw a relic in there that you'd have to, it's just a different mechanic. And I don't mean like on like a boss fight or something, but I don't even know where, but throwing a relic into the raid or to, you know, they have the very first one to open the door, but why couldn't they put them somewhere else in the raid?
Right. I agree.
So.
I hadn't thought of that. I'm glad we started at the beginning. I wasn't being imaginative enough. But yeah, those are all good points. And in fact,
it'll be hard enough. No, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go.
I was just saying, just by upping the level of difficulty for each boss stage, that's going to be hard enough as is. It's the easy portion of the raid. Well, easy, I say, but unless you're like me and can't jump. That's where I think they're going to, where we're going to see the frustration, and we're going to be spending a lot more time just getting to the hard boss fights than, you know,
right.
Just, okay, one, then easy part, another one, easy part. You know, I think that's how they're really going to... I could be completely wrong, but I hope that's what they do. Well, because I can't imagine trying to do any of the other ones with any other difficulties.
Well, the reason I thought...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you. Go ahead.
I just really hope, and I know we're going to the part, like we hope we don't do something. I hope they don't throw wizards everywhere like they did on, you know, Crota. Like Crota at the end, instead of having the boomer jump out, they have the wizards jump out, or just stuff like that. I hope they really take the time to think about and make it, you know, a difficult fight without adding tougher adds.
Well, it seems like
everywhere.
The reverse design will help with that. Like, where they designed the raid to be very challenging right off the bat, and then they dumbed it down for normal. It seems like to me, you're right, Stiltsy's right, they could just take certain types of enemies out. That's a good way to make it easier. But I really think that they might have dumbed mechanics down as well for normal, to where we'll see some extra mechanics. But I do know the Luke Smith interview that you know, they interviewed him on Planet Destiny's podcast, and he was saying that the spots, the reason I didn't think about there being extras in jumping puzzles and between spaces is he came out and said that they want those between spaces to be like conversations within the fire team type thing, and a lull in the action between things. So, you know, I don't know. Like, Vault of Glasshard didn't have anything extra for the jumping puzzles or anything in between either. But I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, because at this point, I'm bored of that ship jumping puzzle. I'm just not... I'm not engaged to it anymore. I don't have a really great time doing it. But if there was, like, Hobblegobble... I mean, that's Hobgoblins for non-banana folk. if there's hobble-gobble, like, snipers at the edge, and you've got to shoot them and then, like, dodge the, you know, the death blast they send out, or shriekers. Could you imagine shriekers in there? Oh, my goodness.
I could see that in the jumping puzzle. Shriekers everywhere. Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I kind of hope that they do. Let's move on up to Warpriest. Do you think there'll be any? You guys think there'll be any changes there? More DPS, maybe.
I predict Hallowed Urethane.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, more yellow bar. Taking captains could make that very uncomfortable too. With the
don't you even put that evil on.
Don't even put it on the table.
It's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there really weren't any taken captains throughout the whole raid, except for... No, there wasn't.
Never.
There were centurions and knights.
They're the new wizard, really.
They are, yeah.
They're new evil. Stupid blinding melee bubble they do.
Absolutely.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's going to be...
Could be that. Mm-hmm. Could be that instead of the knights that spawn at the end.
Right. Do you think
War Priest?
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you've got each totem has to take one down. Do you think that possibly there'll be a more complex sequence on the glyphs? You know, now it's like left, right, center, or whatever. You step on one time. Do you think it'll be like left, right, center, everybody off, right, left, center, or something like that?
Turns into a DDR game.
like a double sequence, like have to do two sequences. That's possible. I mean, there's not a lot of room to actually change that.
Right.
The only thing I could think of is maybe they randomize who gets the aura. Once you step on.
I could see that. Doesn't matter what side or who steps on last or anything. It just randomly gives it to one person. Yeah, because you can, at this point, if somebody's uncomfortable with it, they just stay with somebody and don't step on the plate. I could see that for sure. Absolutely. That's a good point.
Yes.
So, I think mine is a little bit ridiculous, because like, it does seem more like a Dance Revolution game than Destiny. It's like, good thing I got this Hopscotch Pilgrim.
I mean, I also definitely wasn't dancing as I was saying that.
Diamond Jealousy. Y'all don't know nothing about Diamond Jealousy.
You're right, I don't. What is that?
it's a song in DDR.
Oh, okay.
It's Ultramix.
Oh, that's awesome. We didn't know we had DDR.
I'm sorry,
here.
It was DDR Universe is what it was. It's actually still on my game shelf. That's why I had to look at it.
Nice.
Right. You ask Roland. We tried to play that on the dance pads.
Oh wow! I just can't imagine Roland hopping around in his sock feet on a DDR pad for some reason. I don't know. It's the softer side. Oh, it's amazing. All right. So what about on to Golgoroth? What do you guys? The obvious one to me would be, if you don't capture his gaze, it counts as a death on that totem. Seems like...
Yep. I really, really feel like that's going to be a thing.
Yeah. We've been practicing with the six orb method this week. And we did it week one. Like, we didn't know about the single orb method, so we just did it legit. Like, stayed in that pit and...
Yeah, I remember that. It was awful.
It was very, very difficult. We did it, though. So we did it week one, but then we tried it again, like, what is this, week five, six, and could not do it. Because we got spoiled by that, the single orb method. So.
And I think it's just about people knowing their jobs and where to be.
Mm-hmm. The way we,
right, and it's just practice. The same way we practice the one orb method. I think we could get the six orb method just the same.
I think so too. And what we were doing is swapping out, like if I ran out of sniper, I would start shooting adds while we were down there, like the exploders. And then, you know, if Ben ran out, he would start shooting adds. So it was like you have to coordinate even a couple of things, because if all you're doing is shooting the boss, you're probably going to run out of sniper ammo, you know, and need to swap jobs. So it's going to take a whole lot more coordination, I can tell. A couple of things that I did figure out this week with Shade Step is if if the Golgoroth's gaze is chasing you, you can, you know, shade step and it'll lose track of you. It'll just run into the wall or keep going whatever way it was going. Also, the hobgoblins, the taken hobgoblin. Gosh, I gotta get them the legit name. The taken hobgoblins, if they shoot that death blast at you after you die, or after they die, you can shade step and it will miss you too. So that's a couple of things for, you know, hunters to keep in mind when going into this raid, because it's probably going to be a whole lot of extra stuff like that. But personally, I'm building up my coward class, I call it. I'm getting the double smoke grenades for invisibility, and I'm gonna equip the cower emote as well. So just to communicate the true fear of the hard raid. So any you guys have any other ideas for the Golgoroth encounter? Do you think that might happen?
I mean, well, really,
just nightmares.
Double the amount of curse thrall that come out of the.
Yeah, yeah.
Or make them hallowed thrall, but.
Oh gosh, yeah, because it would take a while to shoot him. Yeah.
And he'll have a lot more health as well. He's a lot of health as it is, but he's gonna have more health.
I could see that. Yeah. So.
Which I think that if it does put one on the totem, probably get away with two or three orbs.
I think so
of all
too.
Six.
I was saying that same thing. Do a couple or three until it gets super hot. Fail to capture it on purpose. Jump out, and then rinse repeat.
Right.
Rather than one at a time. I mean, it's very easy to do two.
Yeah. Which did you all have the person who didn't have the gaze shooting the ads? Because that helps out a lot.
Does help.
No, we had somebody that was down in the bottom doing it, so that would be better. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you have the person that did have the gaze. Once the second person has taken the gaze, or vice versa,
right?
You have them shoot the ads.
Perfect.
So four people are always doing DPS.
Awesome. Well, we'll
and
use that.
Also that other person up top can start shooting the orb for the people down below, so they don't have to.
We did do
try
that.
To switch back and forth.
Yeah, yeah, great. That'll be great. Yeah, I think Pony's going to be in our launch hard raid anyway, so definitely remind us of that for sure.
Yeah.
All right. So what about the next encounter? Sorry, go ahead. Did you have something else?
No, I was going to say next is the jumping puzzle.
Yeah.
The wall.
Yeah, the rhino phallus wall. So
yeah, rhino.
I think
good
we're going to switch it to that. Actually, that's actually
safe.
Sounds a little bit grosser than the normal term. Yeah, do you think there'll be ads there or anything changing with that?
Not unless they incorporate those lamps to make you activate those lamps the same way you do with the Space Jam court.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're talking about the darkness puzzle, too. Yeah. I had forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they make you do it to get through, that would be... Yeah, because we've been skipping that. Even the easy to get, like the chest up in that hidden room, we don't bother with it. It's just shards. So we skip it every time. So yeah, I could see them making us do it in order to... I've got it written down. We can go back to it. All right, well, let's go on up to, for the sake of time, let's go on up to the Sisters and Oryx checkpoints. What do you think might happen at those? A quick tip that Pony gave us the other day. This is a great idea, and it'll be even more effective. When you are at Oryx and you are going to go and detonate your blights, number one, you don't have to stand all the way in the blight, which is what I was doing. I was totally blind in there. I couldn't see a thing. You just have to stand in the proximity around it to detonate it. So I was, one, detonating it too early, and two, making myself blind when I didn't need to. So not so pro tip, I think, is what I'm going to start calling my tips. But and then he was another good thing to do is right before everybody goes out to detonate, have a hunter throw down a smoke bomb, and then everybody's invisible. You don't have to worry about the ads hitting you on the way out. Probably you'll be visible on the way back, but you'll have full health because you won't have been hit by any of the ads. So that really is something that might come in even more handy in the hard raid. So so do you guys have any thoughts on what might happen at either of those checkpoints as far as new harder content?
the sisters, I couldn't really say.
Yeah.
Unless they changed the order of the pillars.
Oh, yeah, where you're not just going clockwise. You have to jump on in a different sequence. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah.
That'd be really hard.
Mm-hmm.
Either they would change it to clockwise instead of counterclockwise, or they may, like, I was thinking the other night, what if they just, like, lit up for a second in the order that you had to jump and you had to remember what order it was?
Oh, yeah. You'd have to put somebody high up to see them, because, you know what I mean? Like, even if you're standing at it and yours lights up, you don't know what... I guess maybe it could do a tone like an Oracle and a good surround sound headset, you could tell.
Yeah.
Whew.
Yeah, if you stand right in the middle, that would be... That's a little much. That's a little nightmarish.
That is...
My sick little brain is like... God, that would be awful.
I'm glad you don't work at Bungie. that would be rough. All right, well, what about Oryk's fight? I think we can all agree that most likely... tougher adds, of course, harder to stay alive. That's pretty much true of the whole raid. Do you see, we're thinking for sure the person that has to run the relic is going to be random. I mean, that's almost on everybody's list for sure will be random. Yep. Who runs. Anything else that we could think of?
More adds. Different spawns, maybe, because we're so used to, we know where everything's going to spawn already, and it wouldn't surprise me if they threw, just the same as the sisters, threw the snipers in the areas at the same time as the ogres, and or so, like, you know, people who are roaming will have to take care of two things before they leave, or, you know, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just more going on, more to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
I see some changes coming to when you get teleported. But
yeah.
I can't quite figure out why, but I just...
It's too easy.
I don't know,
easy
I get this feeling
point.
That's not... It's, yeah. Yes, it's easy, and no, it's not easy, but I think they can make it a lot more difficult.
If they made the thralls that come in harder to kill, or if they were exploders,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that could both of those could really be tough. I mean, imagine hallowed thralls, like, headed towards that bubble, and you've got to kill them. Right now, I go to the right or the left, and I just sword everything as it spawns. You know, if I'm on the outside, but if they change that to where I couldn't use my sword, that would be really tough. And for the people on the inside, your health does not regen, does it, when you're on the inside of that bubble? Is that correct?
No.
It does not, yeah. So it can be very tough in there already.
Yeah. That's a point worth making. There won't be revives, and there might be places where you can't regen health outside the orb as well.
Yeah, no revives is almost a for certain, too. It's been a trend. I hope it's not. I really do hope it's not. I like revives, I think, obviously, because I'm dead all the time. but I'm getting better. I don't want all the listeners to think I'm as terrible as I make myself out to be. But I do a lot of... I don't concentrate as much as I should, so every few minutes, Guru's like, Mark, focus. And I'm like, yes, thank you.
Mark, run.
Run. Don't just stand. Are you menuing again?
Why are there always three dots above your name?
Yeah. To be continued. Mark Square. To be continued. One thing I was thinking could be hard, but I don't know if they'll do this because of Touch of Malice, but if they made it where you don't get invincibility from that knight and adds can still hurt you while you're shooting at Oryx, that would make it tougher. But it would also make it where Touch of Malice, the Oryx wrecker at this point, wouldn't really be a viable option.
No, it'd be obsolete.
It would, unless you had a blessing bubble, I guess, a Titan blessing bubble, and then you would have to dip in and out of it, but it wouldn't be nearly the DPS that it is now. But could you see that? I mean, those adds are pretty severe. I mean, that's why that smoke bomb technique is so good. Would you see that happening?
I think they'll keep the aura. I think they'll keep the aura of invincibility there because, and I mean, I'm not saying Bungie's thinking, oh, we can't make it too hard. I'm just saying, you have to in the normal mode, you have to be doing maximum DPS just to make him flinch. If
That's
you're getting
true.
Hit, you lose one or two people shooting adds off to the side. You're never gonna make him flinch on hard mode.
Hey, you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and plus the armor itself even has perks like the gloves, like quicker reload within an aura, and I don't think they would break the gear you're getting by removing more opportunities for it to be used. I think that you're definitely. I hope that doesn't go away for sure. Yeah, but probably just.
I honestly
more
just hope they add a chalice of light. You know,
give us the chalice.
Chalice of light and an oracle here and there.
Give us some vault of glass and some crota in there. Just mix it all together.
How random would it be to just
don't forget your Galahorns.
How random would it be to start the raid and when Oryx, oh not the raid, but start the Oryx fight and Oryx will come up and just throw a Hydra at you. Yeah. Why the Hydra?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. It's taken. This isn't part of your horde.
Taken Templar.
Taken Hydra.
Get a mashup. This is like those KFC bowls.
It's just the Templar.
They just put all the carbs in one big bowl, like mashed potatoes, macaroni, corn. Just throw it all in there. Throw some chicken on there. Man, I make myself hungry. As gross as that, I was trying to make it sound gross, and then it took a turn.
They're just kind of, now you're going to run down and get some fried chicken.
That's right.
You don't call it KFC.
I just call it FC. All right, so let's go on now to, speaking of deliciousness, our fave of the week. So let's talk year two exotic special weapons this week. So that would include, you know, ones that came forward, anything that has a year two version, like Invective has a year two version. For us on the Xbox, the Fourth Horseman is quite literally new year two special exotic weapon. Telesto, all those things. I'll go first. I really love the Telesto. I don't find tons of reasons to use it. There's one section of the raid that I do use it, where you're opening the door and you're running both. You got two teams on each side. Not the first door, but after the ship jumping puzzle. I'm not sure what the name of that encounter is, but I use it there because you can. It does all these things. It has Battle Runner for one. And it's got lightweight, so you can run around really fast. If you get a kill, you run even faster. If you get a double kill, it makes an orb. It's not like a chance to generate orbs. It's like it makes an orb. So you can shoot groups of thrall, and it'll hit the thralls. Like if you spread it out too, it'll stagger all of them so they stand still, and then boom, and you'll create an orb, or even sometimes two. So I really like it. I think it's a fun new weapon. I wish there was more circumstances in the raid to use it, but on its own, I just really enjoy it. What about you guys? What about Pony? What's your favorite year two exotic special weapon?
Special
weapon. It's probably got to be the Black Spindle.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really the only year two special exotic that I use. I use it in the raid a lot.
Yeah.
Before I got Touch of Malice, it was probably the only exotic that I used throughout the entire raid.
Yeah.
I tried the Chaperone, and I tried Invective in the Crucible. Invective has really good range, even better when you aim down the sights, and it's got Final Round. Mm-hmm. Just shotguns just aren't for me. It did work. Like it put some hurting on. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a shotgun guy.
Yeah,
I'm just not.
You landed in the sniper camp after your fusion rifles were destroyed, right? So
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I had to learn how to snipe.
Yeah. Well, I have more respect, honestly, for a sniper than a shotgunner. I aspire to be that type of gamer. I would rather be sniped than shotgunned, personally, if it's going to happen to me. Because at least with a snipe, you can respect the little more twitch-based skill and positioning that they had to do. There's a skill to shotgunning, too, because you got to position yourself well there, too, to survive. But, yeah, but I understand.
You just have to position their shotgun to their face and pull the trigger.
Well, you've got to sneak
not
up.
Not even to their face.
You got to sneak up and shoot them in the back. I guess it's not as honorable.
Not with
Ninja versus Samurai.
Not with Invective. you got four ranged shots that just melt you. Uh-huh. And if they've got Final Round, it's just the range on Invective is so ridiculous.
Awesome, right? Is what he means. It's awesome.
Start using Invective. Don't tell anyone.
It is. I mean, if you're a shotgun person, I would definitely recommend it. And for your primary, use Nerwin's Mercy or Apple of Discord.
Oh, nice.
Because those are ridiculous too.
Nice.
But it invective is just stupid.
Yeah, I'll check it out. I'll check it out.
Awesome, he says. Yeah, that's all I can hear is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, the base range on it is just as good as the conspiracy theory, and then it's got a perk on it that also increases its range. It's got basically rangefinder on it.
Yeah.
It's and then you have 4 shots that are just back to back to back to back.
And it
and then you got regens. Final round.
And it regens ammo.
And it regens ammo.
It's the
Get
stuff.
Out of here.
It's
Get
the
out
stuff.
Of here with that.
You're just mad because your heart's scoping down somewhere and suddenly invective. The end. I am gonna upgrade my Black Hammer now. Going forward, I just was waiting to see what was going to happen with the nerf, so that could take the place of the Telesto eventually. But for now, I'm on
black
the Steelpiercer. Yeah, the black. I said Black Hammer, didn't I? Copyright.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. All right. What about you, Nuclear? What's your what's your favorite year 2 exotic special weapon?
Mine is not based on practicality as it is enjoyment. I love the Chaperone.
Yeah, I haven't got it yet.
It's a tough quest. It's not the funnest one to do because the last word got nerfed. But you know, I don't want to go on with the quest and say what you got to do and all this and that. But it's similar to the invective and the fact that the range is ridiculous. Ridiculous. It's got high fire rate. It's not full auto, but it's got decent impact, maximum range, maximum fire rate. Shoots a slug instead of a buckshot, and hits like a hammer. It's super fun to use in Crucible, and I love using it in PvE as well. It's just fun. I love it.
I'm gonna go for that. That's my goal. Is to get the Chaperone in the next 2 or 3 weeks for sure. Because I like the idea of it too. The old school look and the You know, I've saw the way it reloads and all that stuff is just really cool. I'm keen to try it. What about you, Stilty? What about your favorite year 2 exotic special weapon?
It's sort of a tie in between the Fourth Horseman and the Hereafter. For one reason, right now they're the only two I have. because
I don't
many people know I do not enjoy fusion rifles. So as soon as I got the Telesto, I think I dismantled it. I don't even think I infused anything because I hate them that much badly. But I like I love a good sniper rifle, and the Hereafter was the first one I got from the Taken King. And like I mentioned just before we started, I was looking at it and I said, you know, it's kind of got a Star Wars Rebel feel to it.
Yeah,
so I love the look of it. But there's nothing more satisfying than turning around and having a Minotaur right in your face, pulling out the Fourth Horseman and putting 5 shots into him in 1 second.
It's
bad
amazing.
For ammo.
It's bad for ammo, yeah.
It's just fun.
Fourth Horseman was my first pick until I got the Telesto. And the Fourth Horseman is just so fun to use. And it does, like you said, if you want something to stop, that's it. You know, it's gonna doesn't matter what shield.
Yeah, that's your go to stopping.
Yeah.
You know, other than that, like I was trying to do a bounty or something using it. Getting kills with or whatever I was doing, or double kills with special or something. Anyway, so I was trying to fire only one bullet at a time. It's a struggle.
Oh yeah, it seems
like
you
gotta barely tap the trigger.
Yeah, it like has hair trigger too, so it's just like barely tap it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool.
Plus, it looks good too. It's a good looking gun.
It does. It looks old school. Yeah, very stage.
But there's one fusion rifle I will ever use. And that's the Vex
Militar. Oh, I knew it was coming.
Vex Militar.
Nothing less.
Zing. I love it. All right. Well, that's probably about all the time that we got for this week. So you guys can check out our website, bananaguard.net. You can join our clan, the Banana Guardians, on bungie.net. You can check us out on Twitter and Twitch at Banana Guard TV. I'm Mark Square. You can find me at Mark Square _. What about you, Pony? I know you have a Twitch channel. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I've been using the Banana Guard TV for most of my stuff now.
Cool.
I do have my own channel. It's DETH_P0NY. If you'd like to check it out, like I said, there's not a whole lot on there anymore. It's mostly the Banana Guard TV.
All bananas.
Yeah, check us out.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds good. All right. And if you want to send us an email, you can send it to bananaguardblog@gmail.com. And make sure you try out the fun run this week. Even if you got to get three guardians together, just send a screenshot of your final score there. We'll try to get the tournament going there. If you're within the top score, the top three will give you a little message and do a little final round there. So hopefully that'll go well. And until next week, I guess as bananas, we need to
peel out.
Peel out. thanks for being on the show, guys. Thanks for being the guest.
Thank you.